In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that any branch that bears fruit, that God is going to prune that branch. We listen to what St. Paul said in the first reading. He said, anyone who wants to live piously in Christ will suffer persecution. That's an absolute statement. Anyone who wants to live piously in Christ will suffer persecution. He didn't say you might. He didn't say some. Everyone. Now you look at that and say, well, why? If I'm upholding the truth, if I'm trying to live a charitable life, if I'm trying to be kind to people, why would I be being persecuted? Sometimes because people hate the truth. If they bought into a lie, or they're telling a lie, they don't want the truth. Think of what criminals do. They try to cover up their crimes. And if you're going to try and say, here's what happened, they're going to try and shut you down. And you could say, but I'm speaking the truth. Yeah, you are. And they don't want the truth to come out. Well, the devil and his minions don't want the truth either. If you speak the truth of Christ, they're going to oppose it because they hate the truth, because they hate Jesus. He's the one who told us that. They hate you, it's because they hated me first. So why would we be surprised? He told us this is what was going to happen. But still, the question is, why does God allow it? After all, the idea is that if I believe in the Lord, only good things should happen to me. There shouldn't be anything bad. Well, first of all, is being persecuted a bad thing? If this is how God is going to prune the branch, then it's actually a good thing. Well, the people persecuting you don't have good intention. They might be very malicious in their intent. But God's intention is never malicious. The problem for us, however, is that we have no idea where and how much we need to be purified until it starts happening. If somebody persecutes you, speaks against you, does whatever, what's our natural tendency? We rise up and we want to fight back. Our pride comes right to the forefront. Now, we might have thought that because we're just living a quiet, unassuming life, that we're really quite humble. Till somebody steps on your toe and you find out just how humble you really are, or aren't, as the case may be. So the Lord allows somebody to step on your toe because you need to find that out. Otherwise, you'd dupe yourself into thinking that you're way more virtuous than you really are. So he's providing lots of opportunities for us to be able to be purified. Now, you remember, of course, the principle in a virtue like humility, that it takes a lot of humiliation to gain a little bit of humility. So why does God allow it to happen over and over and over and over and over again? Now, because if you're like me and your skull is really, really, really thick, that means that your brain is really, really, really small, and it takes a long time to be able to get through the thickness of the skull to be able to dawn on us that maybe we really ought to just be humble. So, years and years and years, maybe we can gain a little bit. So that's why God allows it to happen over and over again. And that's just with that one virtue. He wants us to practice all of them. So he's going to put us in situations where we struggle, and we know that. And some of it we can see. As I've told you before, his sense of humor is phenomenal. Funniest person I've ever met. Very, very dry sense of humor, but really funny. And so he says, look, you want to grow in patience? Well, there are lots of ways you can grow in patience, but for me, the one that works the best is putting me behind drivers that go 10, 15, 20 miles an hour under the speed limit, and then say, now, just be at peace. Pray for them. Be calm. Be at peace. Well, that doesn't come naturally. So it happens rather frequently. And then, of course, I think I'm finally getting pretty good at it because it happens frequently enough. So then he stops it. And for a few months, I don't get behind anybody who's going way slow. And then he puts me behind somebody going really slow again, and what do? It's like, yeah, I thought that I was growing in patience. I wasn't. All I was doing was figuring out how to deal with the situation better. But the patience obviously wasn't there yet, because a couple of months later, I do the exact same thing. So some of them are pretty obvious. He does these things or allows these things because this is what we need. We see the correlation. But being persecuted? It's like, what's the correlation with that? We don't see it. And in fact, you won't recognize the fruit of persecution until after it's over. Once it's finished, well, not once, after it's finished and you can work through things in prayer, then all of a sudden you're going to start noticing, you know what? I handle this a lot better than I did. And I didn't do this the way that I used to. And this is doing better. And you see the fruit that he brings from it, which is why the saints rejoice when these things happen. Because it's happened to them enough times that they know the fruit that comes from it. And therefore, when it happens now, they can praise the Lord. They don't necessarily know what fruit's coming, but they know that it is. And if nothing else, he's making us rely on him. Because what happens when something comes against us? We tend to take our focus off of him and put it on ourselves. He said, without me, you could do nothing. He said, abide in me. Not abide in yourself. Not take care of yourself. Not you're strong enough in yourself. We're not. So he allows these things so that we get the focus off of ourselves and put it onto him, so that we can actually remain or abide in him. That's a hard lesson for us to learn, because these things go against everything in us that is natural. Which makes sense, because what he's doing is supernatural. He'll use natural things in order to bring about supernatural ends. So if we can see what he's trying to do, and we recognize the importance of it, that, yeah, we're going to be persecuted if we're going to be trying to live piously in Christ. If we look just on the natural level, we're going to say, that's unfair. Why would somebody do that? If I'm trying to be good, why would somebody do this? If you look at it spiritually, then it has a whole different meaning. That's what we need to learn how to do, to learn the wisdom of the saints. Why would St. Paul say that? Just rather matter of fact. Why would Jesus tell us that our Heavenly Father is going to prune every branch that bears fruit? Because he wants even more. Not because he wants something, he wants it for you. Because he loves you, and if you're trying to love him, he's going to try to help you to love him even more. Not because he's getting something from it, but because you're getting something from it. He's doing it for your sake. So if we can keep that in mind, and remember, it's not about being punished. It's not because God hates you or he's angry at you or some goofball thing. It's because you are bearing fruit. Because he loves you and he wants to love you even more. That's why he's allowing this, so that you can be purified, to receive his love and to love him, to be the saint that he's called you to be. That's why this is happening. That's when the saints recognize it, why they rejoice. Not because they get to suffer, but because of the fruit that the suffering bears.